With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. President Trump is encouraging public schools to reopen in the fall after many closed during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Last week on Twitter, he threatened removing federal funding from districts that don't resume face-to-face instruction. On Monday, one of the president's economic advisors told Fox Business he'd consider additional funding for districts that do reopen. South Dakota U.S. Senator Mike Rounds and Representative Dusty Johnson touched on the matter during a presentation yesterday afternoon. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Senator Rounds and Representative Johnson were featured guests during a Facebook Live event for the Downtown Sioux Falls Rotary Club. When asked if the president's threat against funding was the best strategy, Rounds said it was more about sending a clear message in favor of returning to school.
And I think the vast majority of the schools are going to reopen. They're going to try to get kids back in. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Rounds goes on to say stopping federal assistance wouldn't impact state aid or any other funding measures.
It's one of the reasons why I would love to get rid of the U.S. Department of Education. I mean, I would love to see it go away and send the money back to the local school districts to begin with. And I think Secretary DeVos has had a lot of that same attitude on this thing here. But at this stage of the game, I think schools need to reopen. But I talked to the superintendents. They are trying really hard to do it correctly. Let's do it safely.
Representative Johnson agrees that students should return to in-person classes as long as it's safe to do so.
But I don't think the Fed should punish schools, school districts who decide to go a different route. And I certainly don't think we should be punishing parents and families that choose to go a different route.
Johnson acknowledges the unique challenges administrators face as they consider safety measures.
You're not really going to have people singing in chorus. That's not a best practice with that kind of expelling the air. Well, PE is going to be a lot more difficult. When you look at the risky activities, playing with a common ball, well, that's actually pretty high up on the list. That's like a 7 on a 10-point scale.
Johnson and Rounds are on recess and returning to D.C. next week. They plan to have a fourth congressional coronavirus relief package finalized by the end of July. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Air travel across the United States has sharply dropped since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. South Dakota's two major airports are taking precautions to ensure safe travel in the future. SDPB's Nick Nelson has more.
According to a study published by Airlines for America, air travel in the United States at the height of the pandemic was virtually non-existent, as the number of onboard passengers had dropped by nearly 100% at the beginning of April. Both Sioux Falls and Rapid City Regional Airport say they've seen that decrease, even as those numbers begin to pick up slowly in the summer months. Dan Letlier is the executive director of the Sioux Falls Regional Airport. He says the process of ensuring safe flights is expected to be a slow and incremental process.
Some of these quarantines need to be lifted in Europe or Hawaii or wherever people typically want to travel, or Asia for that matter. And then the economy needs to rebound. So all of that is going to take a considerable amount of time.
The Federal Aviation Administration recently granted $800 million to airports across the country as part of the CARES Act. Tony Broom is the Deputy Director of Finance and Administration for Rapid City Regional Airport. She says those funds are being used to improve the quality of the airport for the future.
We received about $9.3 million, but it is over the course of 5 years. So it's very possible by the end of the 5 years, if we fully recovered, we may not have to use all those grant funds. But we will be supplementing our budget with those funds to cover those operating costs.
Both airports say they are encouraging but not mandating face coverings for passengers as they pass through the airports. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Nelson.
A working group in the Black Hills is doing some forest math, and that math could determine the long-term health of the Black Hills National Forest and its timber industry. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
There are 32 members of the Black Hills National Forest Advisory Board, but a subset of 6 wields a big influence. They're the Timber Sustainability Work Group. Their assignment? Study a big set of new data about the forest, then recommend how much timber should be cut for the next 5 years until a longer-term plan is made.
Really, it boils down to a couple of variables.
Greg Jostin is a member of the group. He's also the South Dakota State Forester.
Those two variables are gross growth of ponderosa pine and the mortality of ponderosa pine.
In other words, how fast are trees growing and how fast are they dying? One minus the other equals net growth. If logging exceeds net growth, it's not sustainable. That's the problem right now, according to Forest Service researchers. They say the Black Hills could run out of trees suitable for logging in the next several decades. But if logging is reduced too much, loggers might go out of business. So Jostin says the working group has to find a balance.
We need to be real careful about how we choose these figures, not only from the standpoint of protecting our forest, but also protecting our industry.
The group has agreed on the tree death rate. They chose the lowest and most optimistic rate from a range proposed by researchers. That could be a win for loggers. But the group has not yet decided on a growth rate, and that could still influence the amount of logging they recommend for the next 5 years. The Forest Service, meanwhile, is considering whether to write a new master plan for the forest. That would affect logging rates in the Black Hills beyond the next 5 years. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
South Dakota Democrats are questioning a poll that show Governor Kristi Noem polling at 62%. The poll was conducted by Public Opinion Strategies, the largest Republican polling organization in the U.S. Randy Seiler is chair of the state Democratic Party.
I wonder if the poll was taken before she authorized the spending of $1.5 million in South Dakota taxpayer dollars for what in effect was a campaign appearance for President Trump and herself at Mount Rushmore on July 3rd.
The poll was conducted in late June. The use of future fund dollars was first reported in the beginning of July. At least $350,000 is already committed from that fund to pay the fireworks vendor. The state says it expects to spend $1.5 million on the event, but estimates the media exposure carried an equivalent of $22 million in advertising value.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.